day, everybody. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for us to check all of your agricultural markets for today. I've got the latest on those in your afternoon wrap-up coming up in just a moment. Stay with us.
Stillwater Milling Company, where we take livestock nutrition seriously. A&M feeds are made from ingredients that are tested to ensure safety, quality, and absolutely no fillers. Stillwater Milling Company works with Oklahoma State University livestock specialists to stay current on new developments in the care and feeding of livestock. Choose A&M feeds for safe, quality livestock feed. Call Stillwater Milling Company at 1-800-364-6804 for the branch or dealer nearest you. Stillwater Milling Company.
It's at the top of the class for two Gene Clearfield varieties in the Central Plains. It's Double Stop CL Plus, another OSU grazing grain and golden grain wheat variety. Double Stop CL Plus is widely preferred by millers. Double Stop CL Plus tunes out rye and other tough weedy grasses, and it combines high yield, test weight, resilience, and show wheat quality in one variety. Double Stop CL Plus offers a competitive canopy, is acid soil tolerant, and stripe rust resistant. Double Stop CL Plus has been affirmed by the Wheat Quality Council. Log on to OKGenetics.com to learn more.
Livestock trade shifted higher and lower throughout the day, with initial mixed trade helping to stimulate additional buyer support throughout the first couple of hours of trade. Market weakness, though, moving back into the lean hog and live cattle trade, leading to increased longer-term pressure. Corn futures lower today in live trade. September corn futures about 1¾ cents lower. Stock markets higher in live trade today. The Dow Jones 78 points higher. NASDAQ up 35 points. In live cattle today, firm losses increasing throughout the day as initial short covering seen at opening bell eroded. This sparked some additional underlying support throughout the entire complex. This gave way to some increased pressure, though, throughout the afternoon, while cash cattle interest remained at a standstill, bids and asking prices unavailable still. Meanwhile, box beef cutouts today were higher, up 75 cents in select and up $1.08 in choice, with light movement of 60 total loads. Over in feeder cattle, mixed trade was seen throughout the day as initial buyer support softened, although front month August futures held narrow losses. The firmness in other nearby contracts, though, helping to bring some much-needed stability to the feeder cattle trade. Meanwhile, softness in corn prices adding to that stability in price levels, although at this point, the bearish market trend may limit additional aggressive buying activity. Grain trade was lower today, meanwhile, with corn trade 1 to 3 cents lower, soybean trade flat to 2 cents lower, with meal $1 higher and oil 10 to 20 points lower. Finally, in wheat, trade 1 to 10 cents lower today, with trade again giving back gains and remaining in the lower end of the range. The Kansas City-Chicago spread remains near the highs, just below 70 cents, with trade narrowing a little this morning. Meanwhile, winter wheat harvest is entering its final stages, with spring wheat still a little off from hitting its full swing, with South Dakota rains slowing things down in the short term as Europe and the Black Sea continues to make progress. That's a look at all your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network.